What did Jesus say about hearing his voice? John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. I have a relationship with them. They belong to me. My sheep, they hear me. They hear the words that come out of my mouth, and they follow me.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Fails. In part one of Pastor Bill's study on Hebrews chapter 4, we explored God's promise of entering his rest. In today's study, the writer of Hebrews issues an urgent challenge. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. How can a command to strive or be diligent lead to rest? Let's join Pastor for part two of Rest. What a beautiful word.
If we went back to Hebrews 1:3, it says that after he purged our sins, what did he do? He sat down at the right hand of God. Man, thank God for that. Oh, sat down, let me back up. Sat down at the right hand of the majesty of God. The majesty of God. And now he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Listen, we are certainly citizens of heaven. Amen. So are we going to cease our labor now? Do we just say, okay, hey, I'm a citizen of heaven and I'm just going to enter that rest and I'm not going to do anything? Is that what that means? No. When do we cease our works? When we get home. Amen. Yeah, when we get home, let me give you the scripture. Revelation 14:13. Blessed are the dead who die in Christ from now on. Yes, saith the Spirit, they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. We're not in heaven. We're right here. This is Canaan land, if you will, because we are a small colony of heaven on this earth. Amen? We are the generation of Revolution 2022 to 2024, the word that God has given us. We must keep fighting the good fight of faith. We must continue looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. Therefore, verse 11, let us therefore be what? Diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Again, speaking of the Exodus generation. Now, the King James Version, if you have that, which I like the King James, that's my preference, but I teach out of the New King James. The King James Version says this, let us labor therefore to enter his rest. That kind of sounds crazy, doesn't it? Okay, now wait a minute. I needed to rest, but I got to work like a crazy person to get there, right? It's like a juxtaposition or whatever. So it's really a bad translation. And so the New King James Version gives a better, much better translation. Let me read it to you again. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. The word diligent doesn't advocate any human performance at all. Only one thing, only faith. So that Greek word literally diligent means this, to be eager, to make haste, to make every effort. Now, how can you make every effort? Can you do that in your own strength? No, it's an impossibility. You can only do it in God's strength. Listen, God has made the provision for his rest. He's made the provision for strength and power to get you to his rest. Amen? Everything that we need is there. We need the power of God in our lives. Every new creation needs that. You say, well, what does that mean, Bill? Well, what did Jesus tell us before he ascended? His last words, Acts 1:8. He says, but when the Holy Spirit has come where? Upon you. That ye shall receive power, dunamis. You shall receive power, God's power. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, Jesus said, unto Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the world. Well, Bill, the upper room experience, the 120 that were up there with Jesus, the mother Mary, and all the rest of them, that's passed away. Really? So they needed power, but you don't need power? Huh? Do you not need power to live the Christian life? You better believe you need power. That's why Jesus said, you need power. I'm going to give you power. Now listen, it didn't come in them. They were already saved. When a person comes to Christ, we are now sealed with the Holy Spirit promise until the day of redemption. Amen? The word there upon, epi, in the Greek, means to come upon you, to flood over you, to baptize you, to saturate you with the Holy Spirit. Para paraclete. That's when the Holy Spirit is beside you. En in the Greek is when you're born again and he comes into you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. But the word upon means, that's a new word, by the way, if you study it all out. When he comes upon you, that's when you are empowered to be his witness, loved one. You say, well, I don't believe that. Then I encourage you to do a Bible study and read Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39, because the promise of that endowment of power is for your children, it says, and every generation after, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Amen? That power is available. What did Paul say in Philippians 4, 13? He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 1 Corinthians 4, 7, Paul says, listen, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Man, we have this power. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. We have this power in earthen vessels. That's us. That the power should be of God and not of us. We can't do anything in our own strength. We can't please God. What did Jesus say in John 15, 5? Without me, you can do nothing. Look up that word. Do you know what it means? Nothing. You need Jesus. We need all of those things. Now listen carefully. Our today, Calvary Chapel, is not over. I don't care how young you are, how old you are. Your today is not over. If your today's over, you're gone. Okay, today is an urgent word. Today means adventure. It means serving the Lord and the things that await us. We have to have boldness. And boldness is a quality of the Holy Spirit, not of the flesh, okay? You know, one of my favorite missionaries, Dr. Livingstone. Remember from the London Missionary Society, how he went into Africa? If you've ever, I watched those old movies when I was a kid. Remember how Stanley and Livingston, and Stanley goes hunting for Livingston because he'd been gone for 13, 14 years. Nobody knew where he was. And he goes through all these horrible jungles and, oh, it's unbelievable in Africa. And then he comes up and he looks and there he is. And he goes, Dr. Livingston, I presume. Remember that movie? Oh, never mind. That's a great movie. Of course, it's probably made in 1928, but have you ever read anything that he said? Can I give you just three quotes from Dr. Livingstone about living the adventure? Let me give it to you. It says, he said this, I'll go anywhere as long as it's forward. Is that what you want to do? I mean, we have to keep going forward. If we're not, we're going to be like the Jewish believers of that day. They were regressing, not progressing. He says also another quote, without Christ, not one step, but with him anywhere. Well, Jesus said he'd never leave you, never forsake you. That I'm with you, I'm with you always, even till the end of the age. We just have to follow him. Listen to another one. Livingstone said, God, send me anywhere, only go with me. Lay any burden on me, only sustain me. Sever any tie in my heart except the tie that binds my heart to yours. Listen to the last one. He says, God, if you have men who will only come if they know there is a good road, I don't want them. I want men who will come if there is no road at all. We have a job to do. Rest is such a beautiful word. It's a glorious word. It's a word from heaven. It's a word from God. Where is God's rest found? It's found only where God is resting. That's the only place you can find rest is where he is resting. Where is God resting right now? He's resting in his church, amen, that he purchased with his own blood. Listen, oh, that's so important. Loved one, we're resting in the finished work of our Savior, but that doesn't mean that we stop working. What does it say in Romans 12, 1 and 2? It tells us this, that God works through what? Living sacrifices. Are you a living sacrifice? Oh, that is so, so important. You know, to cease from activity, that means to do nothing. And let me tell you something, that's not God's rest. That's not God's rest. You want me to tell you where you find God's rest? Whenever, like we stood here with Priscilla and Gilbert, and I said, we were right over there, and she was crying. I didn't know what was wrong. I walked over to her, and as God, you can even ask her, she needed to be healed. Before I got within 2 feet, I lifted my hand, not that there's anything there. I lifted my hand and I knew the power of now. God, I'm telling you, that place became holy ground and she was instantly healed. Her hands went up in the air. She said, something, what happened to me? And I said, God just touched you. And then Gilbert, the Holy Spirit got on him. He started crying and I started crying. Where's God resting? Wherever people are being healed, wherever God is delivering and rescuing. Wherever the glorious gospel of Christ Jesus is being preached, God is resting. But He's not resting in inactivity. Not from the believer, loved one. No, listen to me. We rest in a person. Amen? Where is God's rest found? Listen carefully. Hebrews is, remember the theme of Hebrews 13 times, the word better. Jesus is better than the prophets. Amen? Jesus is better than angels. Jesus is better than Moses. Jesus is better than Joshua. He is the Joshua that leads us in. Amen? No, listen, today, this is a word for you. This is a word for us. Today, if you will hear His voice, there is a promise remaining right now, a living word from God, a promise from God. There is a promise remaining for you to enter into His rest. You say, Bill, how is that really done? Remember what Paul told the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 4:20. He says, but you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you've heard Him and been taught by Him the truth that is in Him. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Amen? Now listen to me. To hear Christ is the most important voice in the universe. Do you agree with that? No, I mean, it is the most important in all of the world. What did Jesus say about hearing His voice? John 10:27 again, He says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. I have a relationship with them. They belong to me. My sheep, they hear me. They hear the words that come out of my mouth, and they follow me. I want you to turn in your Bibles now. Everyone turn, or if you have an iPhone, whatever you use, turn. And to Matthew's gospel, the 11th chapter and the 28th verse. Because here, you're going to look at what Jesus does. If you want rest, do you know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you want to know where God is resting? Jesus Himself, He invites you into His rest. Look at it with me. Matthew 11:28. Look at those three words, loved one. He says, Jesus Himself, this is our Lord. This is the living voice. The Word of God is alive. Amen? Amen. He says, come to me. Can you believe that? Jesus says, I want you to come to me. Is that the greatest invitation ever given to man? Come to me. You think the president would say that? Hey, Bill, hey, come on over to my place. No, I wouldn't come anyway, but no, you think about it. He says, I want you to come to me. Now listen to me. He did not say, come, and I want you to do this, and you got to do that. He didn't say that. He says, simply come. He says, come to me. He didn't say, come to a pastor. He didn't say, come to an elder. He didn't say, come to Calvary Chapel. He didn't say anything about a denomination. If Jesus were standing in this pulpit right now and He said, come to me, some of you, maybe you would come, some of you wouldn't. They say, oh, Bill, that's offensive. Loved one, those are the words of Jesus Christ. That word is just alive today as it was 2,000 years ago. Amen? He says, oh, come to me. That is a today word, an urgent word. Listen, did you hear His voice? Did you hear what He just said? It's present tense, loved one. That's the power of now, right now. It means come at once, right now, not tomorrow. Rest is right now. Come to me, and how many can come to the Lord? Look at it. All, anybody, any race, any color, rich, poor, educated, it doesn't matter. He says, all who labor and are heavy laden. Are you worn out? Has sin worn you out? Are some of you wandering in the wilderness? There's no peace in the wilderness. There's no rest in the wilderness. There's only wandering. You see, you have to cross over the Jordan. Our Jordan is a spiritual Jordan. It's our 2023 is our Jordan. It's our year. He says, all who labor heavy laden. And look what He says. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Do you know that is a today promise? It's a today promise 2,000 years ago. It's a today promise right now from the Savior of the world. And He says, I will give the rest of Christ, Jesus's rest. It cannot be earned. It cannot be bought. Do you understand that? Jesus says, I have a gift. It is called rest. Come and rest. Literally, Jesus is saying, are you mentally, physically, spiritually exhausted? He says, you come to me and you believe my words. That's all you have to do. Jesus said, I will refresh you. I will refresh you right now. You said, well, Bill, how does that work? Well, look what he says. He says, you have to make a decision. Every person he calls, come to me now. But you have to make a decision because it says, take. That's a decision, a personal decision. He says, take my yoke upon you. And look what he says to do. Learn. Learn from me. So you make a decision, and the next thing happens, development starts. In other words, come to me is justification. Learn from me is sanctification. In other words, where you're learning from him, and the more you learn from him, the more you walk like him and live like him and look like him. Amen? And behave like him. That's called Christ-likeness, being conformed into the image of Christ. He says, oh, listen, you need rest. You make a decision. You take my yoke right now. You learn from me. Why? Hey, I'm gentle, lowly in heart, and you will what? Find. That means you're going to discover something. It's going to blow you away. You will find rest for your souls. Calvary, listen to me now. We are in a specific time frame that God has given unto us, a specific word. We cannot, Calvary, we cannot be like that first generation. We cannot, man, live in the sin of unbelief. Jesus says, I want you to do something. Now, here's what it is. Here's my offer. Take it. That's your decision. You have to make that decision. We cannot enter his rest unless we take, and we do it by faith. He says, take my yoke. That's not a natural yoke like you'd yoke up a bunch of animals and so forth. You know what the yoke is that you'd put on the animals? They go plow the fields. It's not a natural yoke. It is a supernatural yoke. Do you understand? Because it comes from God. These are God's words. He says this, if you will yoke yourself up with me. It's a decision you have to make by faith. You do that. And here's Bill. Here's Jesus. He says, now, I'm going to go. You follow me. And now you learn from me. Learn from me now. Learn when I stop. Learn when I move to the left and why. Or when I move to the right. Learn from me. What does that mean? It means to study Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Jesus, study me. Check me out. Check me out to be like me, Jesus says. Now listen, what is the yoke that Jesus tells us to take? What is it? Look at it. Look at it carefully. Look in his word. Look what he says. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm gentle, lowly in heart, and you'll find rest. What is that yoke? You ready? It is the lowly heart of Jesus Christ. You take his heart. Do you understand? That's what it's all about. Jesus, take my heart. And here's what you'll find. If you'll just take my heart, who I am, if you'll take my heart, you will find rest for your soul. What does that mean? Listen, the word find is a glorious word. You should do word studies all the time. From this Greek word find in the original language, we get our English word eureka. You know, have you ever heard anybody say eureka? You know what that means? Somebody tell me. I found it. I found it. Eureka. Man, what do we find? That was God's supernatural rest. Eureka. I really have it. I've experienced it. I'm in the rest of God right now. I know it because I have it. I found it. That's why Jesus said, you learn from me. And the only way you can do that is to take his yoke. And then you study his heart, the heart that left heaven, that became the God-man, that died upon the cross for you, paid the sin debt of the world, and ascended into heaven, who's sitting at the right hand of God right this minute. There is only one way to experience the lowly heart of Jesus Christ. Only one way. Loved one, listen to me now. And to find his rest, you have to follow him. You have to follow him to experience that. And what did Jesus say? If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. It's only as you follow Jesus do you hear the heartbeat of Christ. No different than when John, at the Last Supper, he laid his head upon the breast of Jesus and heard his heart beating. That's what we need to feel is the heartbeat of Christ. His heart, his emotions, the way he cares for other people. Oh, loved one, that is what's needed today. The Bible says in 1 John 2:6, whoever says he abides in him should walk even as he walked. And wherever Jesus walked, did he bring life? Did he bring healing? Did he bring in? Come on. He brought all of those things. You know, listen, we're to act and live like one person. The Bible's narrowed it down. The Bible says in Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're love like him, forgive like him, and we do that as we grow. Now look at the last verse, Matthew 11, 30. He says, for my yoke is what? My yoke, Jesus says, easy. He said, come to me. Don't be afraid of that yoke. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on, and you're going to find rest for your souls. Why? Jesus is on the other side of the yoke. He's the one carrying the burden. He's the one, the weight is all on him, not on you. You're just tagging along for the adventure. Oh, listen, you can only rest where God is resting. There's no other place, loved one. Listen, the ark crossed over the Jordan. The ark represents Christ Jesus our Lord, doesn't it? It says in Joshua 3:11, behold, God says, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Jesus has already crossed over. Listen, is there war in Canaan? Of course there is, but we can win every battle because we are resting in Christ. Now listen to me, you will never have a present day rest without Jesus. Jesus just said all you have to do, three words, come to me. That's it, just come to me. What a beautiful word rest is. Listen, maybe this morning you're listening live, you're listening on the radio, you're here in the chapel, and you say, you know what? I'm worn out. You could even grow weary in doing good, amen? But I'm just worn out. I'm exhausted. I'm so worn out, Bill. And listen, I've been there. I understand it. I'm no condemnation on my part to you, my brother or sister. I'm so worn out now, I can't hardly pray anymore. If I have one more thing that happens to me, if I just have one more thing that collapses my family or this or that, I can't hardly even pray. I can't even open my Bible. I am so tired. My wife and I, we had an emergency right after the service this week. It doesn't matter where it was. We went to that home, and I love the people that are there. He looked and says, I can't take it. He says, where's God? Where's God? Not anymore. One more thing to happen. I can't take one more thing. I can't take it. I have no peace and no rest. Where is God? Job cried the same thing. He says, where is God who gives song in the night? Where's God when you're in so much trouble? Job says, well, I'll tell you what, when you are, he gives you a song. He gives you a song like he gave Paul and Silas there in Acts chapter 16. When they were in the stocks and they were bloody and beaten, it was midnight. And here's Paul, there's Silas, and all of a sudden Paul leans over, and this is my own translation. He leans over and says, Silas, let's sing. He says, you want to sing? Blood is dripping off of us. I can't see a thing. It's midnight. We're in the sewer. We're in the dungeon. And all the people there, come on, Paul. Paul says, Silas, let's sing. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Silas goes, did you hear something? And all of a sudden an earthquake comes and the jail doors swing open and all the prisoners are coming out. Amen. God who gives song in the night. Are you worn out? I mean, are you just, it's like I'm tired. I have no peace. I need rest from worry. I need my fear is killing me. Jesus said this, come to me. That's what faith does. And he promised a today word, a 2,000-year-old promise. And God cannot lie. You come to me and I will give you rest.
You've been listening to Pastor Bill's series on Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, focusing today on the urgency of entering God's rest through faith. And we hope this study today has encouraged you to pursue a deeper rest in Christ through faith. Join us next time when Pastor's series continues. Thank you for listening today. God bless, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.